And good afternoon. Tuesday, May the 28th, 2019. 19 minutes past the hour. We're back from the big Memorial Day long weekend. I hope you had a great time. Memorial Day turned out to be a great day for weather. Who would have thought that Memorial Day turned out as nice as it did? But it was a great day. I had a cookout at my house, and family and friends came over, and it was just a great time. The weather couldn't have been better. Today, certainly a lot more humid than yesterday, but yesterday was perfect. So I hope everybody had a tremendous Memorial Day holiday. Now, today in hour number one, we are going to do trivia because we have not done this for a while, and we've had some new tickets come in here over the last few weeks. We have a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have a pair of tickets to the Wilds Open Air Safari. We have a Huntsman Auto Oil Change. So we have all kinds of good stuff to give away and a whole lot of questions here. So hopefully we'll have some fun here this afternoon on WWGH Radio. And we're still doing a lot of this fast food, or maybe I shouldn't call it fast food, maybe just food trivia in general. Restaurant trivia might be a better way of putting this. Now, I'll give you the questions that we have had in the past. And if you know the answer, give me a buzz at 740-383-9944. And if you know the answer, you can win a prize. Or if you just want to call in and give the correct answer, feel free to do that as well. Now, here's the questions we've already had. Taco Bell, on two different occasions, tried to open up restaurants, franchises, in Mexico. Now, they did not use the name Taco Bell. So when Taco Bell tried to open up Taco Bell franchises in Mexico, what name did they use? It's not Taco Bell. Now, that's our longest-serving question. That's been around quite a while. What was the name of Taco Bell the two times they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? And I'm telling you, it's not Taco Bell. Now, they didn't succeed either time, but that's the question or the answer we're looking for. What was the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? Now, I think we've had some of these other questions too, but we don't have the answers yet. What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? So there are Dairy Queens in all 50 states in the United States, but there's one state that has a different menu than all the other states. What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? Does anybody know that answer? We've had this one before too, and this one's an interesting one. Why does Ben and Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? Now, if you have Ben and Jerry's ice cream, you know that it has chunks of whatever flavor it is inside the ice cream. So the question is, why does Ben and Jerry's ice cream have those chunks in there? There actually is a reason for that. And it's an interesting reason. And I think this is the last question we've had held over. Colonel Sanders, legendary proprietor of Kentucky Fried Chicken, had a favorite fast food. Does anybody know what it was? What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? So those are the four questions we've had before. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Wilds, a Huntsman Auto Oil Change, 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, and you on the toll-free line. Or if you just want to call in and answer the question, feel free. But the questions are 740-383-9944. The questions are, what was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? The legendary owner, kingpin of Kentucky Fried Chicken, what was his favorite fast food? Why does Ben and Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? What's the reason for that? What state, out of all 50 states, has a different menu than all the other Dairy Queens? There are Dairy Queens in all 50 states, but there's one state that has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states. Does anybody know what state that is? And the final question, Taco Bell, on two different occasions, tried to open up Taco Bell restaurants in Mexico. Now, it failed both times. But they did not use the name Taco Bell. What name did Taco Bell use when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? So there's your questions. What name did Taco Bell use when they tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other 50 states? Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? And what was Colonel Sanders, the legendary head of KFC, what was Colonel Sanders' favorite food? Fast food. I don't want to say food. What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? I think we know what his favorite food was. I would imagine it was chicken. Now, does anybody know the answer? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to the wilds, and a Huntsman Auto oil change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for our automobiles only. 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you what, I'll throw on two more questions today to see if this will maybe help you out a little bit. Here's two questions we have not had before. Where is the largest Dairy Queen in the world? Now think about that. That's kind of interesting. Where is the largest Dairy Queen in the world? That's a question. Now here's one more. Who named the Big Mac? The Big Mac sandwich? Used to be the most popular sandwich at McDonald's, might still be. But does anybody know who came up with the name Big Mac? All right. Those are the questions. Who came up with the name Big Mac? Where is the largest Dairy Queen in the world? What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? And what was Taco Bell's name when it tried to open up restaurants in Mexico? Those are the questions. 740-383-9944. Columbus Zoo tickets, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and a Huntsman Auto oil change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only. Is anybody out there today? 740-383-9944. Do you know the answers to any of the questions on the table today? That's what we want to know. Do you know the answers to any of these questions? 740-383-9944. I think I'm having microphone trouble again, but I think the problem has been fixed. Maybe. Oh my gosh. Maybe temporarily. Okay. I don't know how this microphone ended up getting in so much trouble. Okay, I think it's better now. It's kind of sensitive for some reason. Nothing worse than a sensitive microphone. Okay, let's see if that does it. Okay, I think that sounds okay. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Would love to hear from you. Now see, I think it's starting to head south again. So maybe if we put it a little this way. Okay, maybe that's right. Okay, do want to let you know, coming up this Thursday, May the 30th. The month of May is almost done. Can you imagine that? Coming up this Thursday, James Anderson from the Marion Tallgrass Trail will be on with Charlie from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You won't want to miss that. And I also want to let you know that we are getting into things going on here at the Coliseum. What do we have coming up in June? At the Marion Coliseum. I know we had a lot of graduations there this past weekend. I think Harding graduated on the 25th, and River Valley graduated on the 26th. Coming up in June, the River Valley FFA Lead Sheep Show will be going on in the Evers Arena on June the 8th. And also the Clover Bud Day Camp will be happening in the Picnic Pavilion and Evers Arena on June the 13th. And the Craft Beer and Wine Expo will be happening in the Coliseum on June 22nd. So all kinds of interesting things coming up at the Marion Fairgrounds. Now, also want to remind you that a gospel group, the Raineys and the Gary Lyons family of Marion, will be in concert Friday night, July the 5th at 7 p.m. at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church, located at 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road. If you want more info about this event, you can contact Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's the Raineys and the Gary Lyons family in concert Friday night, July the 5th at 7 p.m. at the Dayspring Wesleyan Church, located at 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road, right here in Marion. I'm sure that'll be a great musical event, to be sure. Do want to remind you again that the Mid-Ohio... Oh, here goes the microphone again. Now, what is going on with that thing? Okay. Are we back? I think so. Okay. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, is having a free produce market the second Saturday of every month, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m., at Logos Christian Ministries, located at 582 Lee Street, right here in Marion. Fresh, free, local food to individuals and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. Individuals simply will be asked to sign in at the produce market and provide name and number of people in their family. You must be income eligible. That's the free produce market the second Saturday of every month, 12 to 2, Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, here in Marion. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 Breakfast is the last Saturday of every month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the VFW Post 7201, located at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. This event is open to the public. Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 Breakfast, last Saturday of the month, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. The Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon now airs right here on WWGH Radio every Sunday and Wednesday from 6:10 to 7 p.m. You don't want to miss that. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond airs every Wednesday from 4:10 to 5 p.m. Great shows right here on WWGH Radio. Now, also want to remind you, coming up after this show today at 2:10, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on. You don't want to miss that. And our other new offering is The Weasel Show with Weasel Boy and his wife, Jennifer, every Saturday morning from 7:10 a.m. until 10 a.m. So The Weasel Show, former WNCI radio personality, every Saturday morning here on WWGH Radio, 7:10 to 10 a.m. giveaways and all kinds of good stuff. And I got to listen to the show last weekend, and it was a very good show. Matter of fact, one of the repeats was playing as I was coming in this morning, and Weasel and his wife were having a conversation about the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But I think they were asking fourth grade questions, which was kind of fun to listen to. And they had a great Memorial Day tribute this past Saturday. And boy, I hope people did remember the troops and everybody who lost their life. Now, it's my understanding that Memorial Day is to celebrate the troops who lost their life, and Veterans Day is the day we celebrate all troops, the one who've lost their lives and the ones who are currently in action. Now, is that your understanding? Or did anybody attend a service this past weekend that they found moving or interesting? I know they had great weather yesterday over at the Harding Memorial and had a pretty good turnout from the pictures that I saw of the wreath laying. I think they had something over at the Vietnam wall in the Marion Cemetery. Did anybody attend any of those ceremonies? Can you tell us what it was like yesterday? 740-383-9944. I know that Charlie Evers spoke over in Iberia. He said that would be the last time that he would be giving a Memorial Day speech. I know he did it in Caledonia for so many years, but this year he ended up over in Iberia doing it, and it certainly couldn't have been better weather. And I did see a picture of Charlie yesterday, so I know he did give the speech, and I'm sure on Wednesday when he returns to the airwaves here, 10 to 12, tomorrow, Wednesday's tomorrow, it's already, it's already about midweek. When you miss Monday, that's what happens. Charlie will be in tomorrow, 10 to 12, and I'm sure he'll tell you all about that, the speech over in Iberia. Did anybody happen to go over to Iberia and listen to Charlie give that speech? Does anybody have the answers to any of our trivia questions? We still have our zoo tickets. We have our tickets to Jack Canna's Wilds. We have the Huntsman Auto Oil Change. We have a Jags coffee mug. Does anybody know the name of Taco Bell when they tried to open it up in Mexico? It had a different name. Does anybody know what that name was when Taco Bell tried to open up in Mexico? Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to answer one of the questions, Scott. You asked where the largest Dairy Queen was?
Yes.
The one in the U.S. is, I think, Bloomington, Illinois, and in the world, it's Saudi Arabia.
That's right. The largest Dairy Queen in the world, the one I was looking for, was Saudi Arabia. Now, do you think it's just because of the heat? That would be my guess.
Well, it could be, because if there's not much else like ice cream there, they probably would really have a big one and go for it.
Now, did you say the largest one in the United States was in Illinois?
Yeah. I think it's Bloomington.
Bloomington, Illinois. Now, I wonder why that is the largest Dairy Queen.
I would have thought it would have been like, I don't know where they started, maybe Wisconsin, someplace like that where a lot of dairy. I wouldn't have thought there.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought the largest Dairy Queen would have been in Bloomington, Illinois, but, you know, that's how we all learn together. But, I do know that when they open up these these fast food chains overseas, that they are very popular, and obviously that's the case with Dairy Queen in Saudi Arabia.
I thought one of them was at McDonald's. In one country, I didn't think it did very well. I'm not going to say Japan, but it seemed like it.
I remember when McDonald's opened up in Russia. Now, I think that one did pretty well. And I thought it did well when it opened in China. Or maybe it didn't do well when it opened. I can't remember. But sometimes
there's another one, but it seemed like something opened somewhere and it didn't go very well.
Well, it's interesting to me that Taco Bell did not go over well in Mexico.
Well, I ask here at Victor's. And they, their meat, they use a lot of onion and garlic the way they do in Mexico, and see, Taco Bell doesn't. So for them in Mexico to probably go to a regular Taco Bell, I would say they probably kind of wouldn't have, because, you know, if you can't have onion or garlic, you that's why, you know, if you get anything there, I can't get anything with meat. So she said they do fix it the way I guess they do in Mexico. So I think that's why.
So,
yes, they had took the U.S. version down there, and they didn't like it, so.
Yeah, so Taco Bell here in America is more of the Americanized version what it is.
Yeah, because she said the meat and stuff, she said, yeah, we use a lot of onion and garlic in it and stuff, so, and everything. But I can't win, Scott. You're not giving any more of those tickets away to that place up in Cleveland, are you? That's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Not particularly at this time, but maybe in the future.
See, I thought that's what you were doing today. And I was going to stick by the phone, and when I got back, and then I realized that when you said these items, I thought you were running that, like, spatial again.
Well, I hope we're able to do something like that in the near future, because I know that went over so well.
Oh, yeah, and stuff. But, yeah, I thought that's what you were doing today, and I heard a rerun. And that's what I thought was happening, but I can't win until about the 18th. But I thought, since nobody's calling, I'll call in with that.
No.
And stuff, so.
No, I appreciate it.
Are you going to have, like, Tecumseh and some of those tickets again, or?
Yeah, we should have the Tecumseh tickets again and some other things, and probably Zumbeezy Bay. I think Charlie gave away some Zumbeezy Bay last week. So I know we'll have more of those as time goes on, maybe even tomorrow during Charlie's show.
Do you know if you're going to get anything like Cedar Point or Kings Island, something like, I know... I wouldn't, but I know a lot of people like to go to those places.
You know, somebody was talking about that. I can't remember who was working on that, but I think there was some interest in that, so it's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, because there's a lot of things like around Columbus. I know different things that the kids and stuff would like to go to that isn't that far, and to travel, which would be neat. So,
I know we'll have some interesting things for the Ohio State Fair, so that'll be a good time coming up. I think that comes up in late July.
Yeah, I only went to that one time, and would you believe it? Little Donnie was about 5 or 6 years old. I saw him, and that's the only time I went to the fair. So,
I know they have a lot of interesting things, and the things that I hear people commenting most on about the Ohio State Fair now is not so much the entertainment, but it's all these antique booths that they have down there.
Oh, see, I don't know, and everything, but I went that one year, and. Stuff, but it's usually it's hot, and I can't take the heat. So.
It certainly is. What do you think the temperature out there is today? I know it's awful because of the humidity.
Oh, I don't know. Got a kind of a good breeze. It's not too bad now because when I do anything, I'm real light complexion, so I do it like late in the evening, when the sun's down. As a kid, it didn't bother me, but as you get older and stuff, I don't like to do stuff out in the sun. So. But to me, it's not bad right now. Now, later, it'll probably heat up, and I think it's supposed to be like 87, 88 today. So.
Now, I thought rain was coming, but maybe that was this morning.
No, I think rain's coming.
Oh, it is coming.
Yeah, I haven't had anybody to check the computer, but I think so. I think we're supposed to get storms here later.
Well, maybe that'll cool it off a little bit.
Yeah, I forget what the paper said. I read it, and then I forget. But I think it's rain every day this week, so...
Another rainy week. We cannot seem to get away from these.
I know. I think Friday, and I have to go mow. So Friday, I'm hoping there's not a lot of water and I can mow. So.
Well, luckily, because of Memorial Day, Friday's not too far off.
Yeah, I know. It just zips around here.
And yesterday, Memorial Day turned out to be so nice. I know there was a lot of worry about there was going to be rain and clouds, and we ended up with a pretty perfect Memorial Day.
See, I don't do anything kind of up here because I'm from the southern part, and that's where we always went every year. You did the mowing, the flowers, and, to the cemeteries and all that stuff. So I don't know anybody up here,
You know, that whole thing's kind of becoming forgotten, unfortunately. I don't
know it.
Yeah.
My brother does it because my mom was the family of 12, and I don't know, but I don't know if he still, but he goes and kind of does all that stuff, and it seems like the grandkids aren't interested in the, and stuff. So when he's gone, I guess nobody probably will be doing it. So
it's unfortunate. Hopefully that's something that'll be passed down because I think it's a good thing to do. And you do end up in these cemeteries a lot of times when they're doing these programs to honor the soldiers who have fallen. And that's very important.
Yes.
Well, hey, I
miss that, but I usually don't go back at that time, so...
Well, no, hey, I thank you for calling in today.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, we've got one question answered today. Where in the world is the biggest Dairy Queen? Well, the answer was Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has the world's biggest Dairy Queen. All right, now the other question's on the table. What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all other states? Does anybody know that? What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? Does anybody know why Ben & Jerry's ice cream has chunks in it? Now, it's an interesting answer, if you know the answer. Colonel Sanders, the legendary proprietor of Kentucky Fried Chicken, what was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Does anybody know that? Who named McDonald's most famous sandwich the Big Mac? Does anybody know who named the Big Mac? What was Taco Bell known as? What was the name of Taco Bell when it tried to open up restaurants in Mexico on two different occasions? Does anybody know what Taco Bell called their restaurants? 740-383-9944. We've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds, and a Huntsman Auto Oil Change. 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil for automobiles only, 44 minutes past the hour. Coming up here on 1 o'clock, don't forget we've got another hour of this program today, and then Adam the Computer Guy at 2:10 this afternoon. Does anybody know the answers? Who named the Big Mac? What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? What was Taco Bell known as when it tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions? Does anybody know the answers? And I tell you what, since we now know that the largest Dairy Queen in the world is in Saudi Arabia, I will throw in another question. Let's see here. What did the founder of White Castle invent? Now, this is an interesting question. What did the founder of White Castle invent? Now, obviously, he started White Castle, but he also invented something else that's very important to the food industry. Does anybody know what the founder of White Castle invented that has to do with the food industry? This I did not know. A very interesting answer. So the question's on the table currently. What did the founder of White Castle invent that has to do with the food industry? Who named the Big Mac, McDonald's most famous sandwich? Who named it? Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food. What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, Scott, would that be New Mexico on the Dairy Queen with a different menu?
It's not New Mexico, but that's a good guess. You might think they would have a different menu, but it's not New Mexico.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. The question is, what state of our 50 states has a different Dairy Queen menu than all the other states? Does anybody know that? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Well, I think we lost our caller there. Call back in if that was you, 740-383-9944. What state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all other states? There are Dairy Queens in all 50 states, but one state has a different Dairy Queen menu. Does anybody know what state that is? You've only got 49 chances here. We know it's not New Mexico, thanks to our last caller. So you got 49 other chances. Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? Have you ever thought about that? There is a reason. Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Does anybody know what the Colonel's favorite fast food was? Who named the Big Mac? Does anybody know who did that? Go ahead, caller.
Let's try California.
Not California, but that, a lot of things are different out there. That's a good guess, too. Thank you.
Right. All right.
Not California. The question we're trying to get the answer to here, what state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all other states? Not California, not New Mexico, so we're down to 48 states. What state do you think that would be? Dairy Queen is in all 50 states and in many places overseas. But what state has a different Dairy Queen menu than all other states? We've had nobody take a stab at this question. Why does Ben & Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? There's a very interesting reason for that. Why does Ben and Jerry's ice cream have chunks in it? What was Colonel Sanders' favorite fast food? Does anybody know what the Colonel liked better than any other fast food? Who gave the Big Mac its name? Does anybody know who that might have been? Who gave the Big Mac its name? Probably McDonald's biggest sandwich, biggest selling sandwich of all time. Who gave it its name? What did the founder of White Castle invent? Besides White Castle, that has to do with the food industry. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Ben didn't have a sense of taste.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, he didn't have a sense of taste, so he thought by putting chunks in it would make it more interesting. Now, I don't know what that has to do with having no taste, but...
See, the answer I have is almost that answer.
Yeah.
But it's not that answer.
What, sense of smell?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, yeah, but I swore it said sense of taste because I thought... You sure yours said sense of smell?
Mine said sense of smell, and I understood that because if you had chunks in the ice cream, then I guess if you... Because you can have your sense of taste and still not have your sense of smell.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, that makes sense, but if you didn't have your sense of taste, chunky or not, I don't know if ice cream's going to be where you want to go.
You got to have good eyesight so you can see what you're... I can't imagine not having a sense of taste. My oldest son has never been able to smell very well, and I think probably he has, you know, a lot of people have to have their nose, for lack of a better term, cleaned out or bore out or something like that so they can smell. It's hard to imagine that.
Well, you know, the sense of smell thing's fascinating to me because if you don't have a sense of smell, can you have sinus trouble?
Oh, I think you could, and maybe even more apt to have sinus trouble because you're plugged up in there anyhow.
You know, I've come to believe, though, that I think sinus trouble is all made up. Now, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but it seems to me like when the doctors can't find anything else wrong of why you're getting a headache or why your eyes are watering, they say you're having sinus trouble, but they never really tell you what triggers that.
Well, and also, you know, I've heard them people say, because thank God I don't have that problem, that they have a sinus infection. Oh, you don't want a sinus infection. Well, isn't that proof something's going on up there?
Well, you know, here's why I say that. About 2 years ago, I was never somebody who had headaches. And about, let's say it's about 2 years ago, I started getting these awful headaches. But they would only be, you know, it wasn't in my head. It was like in the front of my face and right in the forehead. Mm-hmm. And it felt like it was behind my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I was told this is sinus because it's not in your head, but you're getting a lot of pressure and a lot of pain in your forehead.
Yeah, well, I know pressure does. That's
right. And I was told I had a sinus infection and that this was a sinus thing and that I needed to go get... Tylenol, but I needed to get the sinus version. So I went out and I did all this, and it helped a little bit, but it never really took it away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those freak things that happened, but one time I went to the store, and they just happened to be out of that sinus over-the-counter Tylenol.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I don't want to buy the regular Tylenol because I know that didn't work. So they had the migraine version. And I thought, well, that's going to be stronger than the regular.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the migraine version just to get through that night. And I took the migraine, and it totally cleared up the headache.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting, too.
So now, if I get a headache, which I don't get them as often as I did back then, I'm told that that's where migraine headaches resonate, is in your face, too, and
yeah,
in your forehead.
Right.
So I don't know. I think it might have been more of a migraine.
It's possible. It's possible. There again, I know nothing of those either, and thankfully, because those people that do have those, they're out of it.
You know, I've always seen people with migraines who had to go lie down in a dark room,
mm-hmm,
and all that. I only had one, and I'll never forget this, that was awful. I was at, I was actually at the radio station back when we were at the mall. And I will, it's one of those things I remember so vividly. It was a Friday, and I had not driven that day. And it's just one of those weird things because I always drive. But I for some reason, I did not drive in that morning, and somebody was picking me up. And I remember it was a Friday because Charlie was on the air, and I was listening to him in the back room. And I remember that I started to get one of these headaches, and usually it would just stop at the headache. But I got nauseous. And I didn't, thank God, do anything with the nauseousness, but I got so nauseous and so much pain in my head that I had to lay down on the desk. And when the person came to pick me up, they wanted to take me to the emergency room. And I said, no, I said, I think it's just a really bad headache and I haven't eaten anything today. But now that but that time I thought I had sinus headaches. So now
was there anything in particular that day or the surrounding that day that was extra stressful?
You know, I was trying to think about that. There might have been. I don't, but that's the only time I've ever had one that literally
was that bad.
Made me sick.
I think the worst one I've ever had, and we finally pinned it down, I had gotten a really bad headache, and that particular day, my husband had taken a favorite car of mine, and I didn't want to trade it in, but he said, it's time. So he literally took it in, traded in, got us a very nice, different car, an update and all that sort of stuff. And he did the deal and all that. And, I had no problem with what he got. But I got this god-awful headache. And we finally surmised that I hadn't said goodbye to that car. And once we figured that out, then it just eased up and went away. So that's why I say sometimes I think things like that... I don't know if you'd call that a tension headache, but just a headache that, it's the only way your body can react because I was just really upset inside because he'd done that.
You know, it's weird. I was having a conversation the other day, which is almost right up this alley, because I was talking to somebody who was having trouble sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you nervous about anything? Are you worried about anything? And they said, well... you know, I've got this going on, but it really doesn't bother me because the outcome is not awful. I mean, it's not life or death or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, and you know what they told me, and this was the strangest thing, and I don't know if other people get this too, but they said, I mean, obviously they had the problem when they went to bed. They had no problem going to sleep, that it was okay, but the worst time was in the morning because they would wake up earlier and have trouble going back to sleep because this was on their mind. And for some reason, it was the uncertainty of the morning that, you know, I never had heard that there's uncertainty in the morning. But
my morning, when I wake up like that, it's usually because I have something going on that day and my body's just too excited. I mean, it may not be that big of a thing, but it's something. And my body's saying, all right, you better be getting up. You don't want to oversleep.
Well, you know, I've come to the conclusion, nobody wants to go to prison. Nobody wants to see people die. Nobody wants to get a bad illness. But the truth is, you can't stop it if it's going to happen.
That's right.
So you just have to say, it'll pass.
And this too will pass. Dare I say, it is what it is.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I wanted to say that. Well, it is.
You know, it what else would it be?
I don't know.
See, this happened at my Memorial. This was the only bad spot at my Memorial Day gathering.
Really?
Yeah, somebody said that. And they said it is what it is. And my patent response to that is, what else would it be?
I'm sorry, but I just, you know, roses are roses are roses.
Well, you know, it's that and literally. I literally just did that. Well, I probably so. I guess you literally did. I don't know. All I know, you know, this year, though, I feel bad because I did not go to the cemeteries.
Oh.
I meant to. I really did have good intentions of doing it. But it rained on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Sunday I got involved with some friends doing something. We went to a bowling alley, actually, which, by the way, the bowling alley was not busy. I don't know if that just happened to be because it was Memorial Day weekend or what, but that was strange. And then yesterday I had this gathering at my house. I never made it to the cemeteries.
You know, I think you could probably go next week and it would still be okay. And chances are it's not going to be as crowded.
Well, that's true. And I hear Friday and Saturday both are supposed to be nice this weekend.
Yeah, because even my brother, when he had come to town, he had to do some measuring into the cemetery for some paving work in there. He said, since I got in there, and he thought, well, boy, this is a popular place. And then he said, I realized it was Memorial Day weekend. And I said, yeah, people come out. They really do.
They, and, you know, for a long time, I did not know, because my family's always kind of been strange, and my grandparents, who used to handle all this, they would always go, like, on Friday or Saturday to try to beat the rush. And I always wondered, what rush are you beating? And it, for when I was a little kid, it took me a long time to realize that they're doing these ceremonies in a lot of these
right.
I had never been to one. So and plus all my people are buried in different cemeteries.
Yeah.
That's
you
very
have to
hard.
Make the rounds. Mine are spread out all over the county.
And they're not, none of them are buried in Marion.
Oh, well, that makes it harder too. Like, I've got one way up in the northeastern part, up at the 16 Cemetery. I don't know if you've ever heard of that, German 16 up there.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a funny thing because Charlie and I were talking about this the other day. I think it was during one of the breaks, but Brush Ridge became a very popular cemetery.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know what drove that, because there's nothing out there.
I'm not sure either, unless it was just excellent management and you know, to begin with. Because when something's managed very well, it draws other people in, and a nice, clean cemetery for sure.
Well, it's interesting, because I actually had a great aunt and uncle who were the first to buy plots out there, and now, like, all the people who have died since have went there. Nobody's in Marion. They're all... I don't know if they went out there and saw things, but I, you know, my grandmother, I can remember her up until, you know, maybe the last 10 years of her life, well, probably right up till the end. She used to go out there and plant in these cemeteries. I just, no, I can't do that.
Oh.
I mean, I think that's nice, but, you know, if it's like a heat wave, those things are going to die in 2 days.
Oh, well, that's the problem, too. Finding the right thing to put out that's not going to just succumb to all this terrible heat, especially if it's not under a tree.
Well, and they put these, and I understand, I'm not saying people shouldn't do this, but I now see blankets and stuffed animals and, what do they call those, wind things that blow around?
Well, some cemeteries won't allow that.
Well, it's interesting to me because I think, boy, if it rains tonight, this is going to be, you know, kind of gross.
Right.
So that, I don't know, people are funny. I notice now one of these things before we break here, one of these things now that I see at funerals, people are always wanting to put stuff in the coffins.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, this is a, I can you know, tell this story now, but my brother, there was somebody who was close to us who died, and my brother was going around rounding up stuff to put in the coffin.
Oh.
And I said to him, I said, listen, it's a coffin, not a condo. You know, you can't load that thing up like that.
Well, and I wanted to tell you, too, weren't you guys talking the other day as to why they close the casket after everybody leaves?
Yes.
Well, my thought on that, I'm not sure I'm positive if this is correct, but I do believe that at the time they wait, because if there's any jewelry or anything like that to be removed and given to the family, it can be done, you know, discreetly at that time.
Or if they want to put it in the mortician's pocket.
Well, I don't know. They handed it to me, Scott.
I don't know. I think it's the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they bury that pillow.
Oh, come on.
You think they do?
God, I hope so. Just think not having anything to soft to lay my head on.
See, I think it's one of those, like, hotel towels and soap that they just, they pick it right back up and it goes under the next head.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to break. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
9 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
If you were a cheetah, you could be here. If you were a kangaroo, well, you'd be here in just a few hops.